Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The sports station for the city of champions. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A radio.com sports station. This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Mostert at the five, and he's into the end zone for the fourth time tonight.
49er fans, you are headed back to Super Bowl 54.
I can't imagine we're going into February talking about the 49ers are in the Super Bowl.
But Dale Arnold.
Down he goes at the 18. That's it. That's it. The Chiefs will take over on downs.
And the Chiefs are AFC champions.
Wrap that music in a boogeyman sweatshirt and bury it behind the studio.
Rich Key.
That KC. Ain't no follow.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
In the playoffs, in big games, I show up. I show up year in, year out.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is in the house with us. It is Martin Luther King Day, but we are working and happy to be here and happy to talk football with you guys.
Jazzed up. It was either this or do a couple hours tonight with Mark James. So
here I am.
That's a win. A big win.
So you've got to choose. You've got to root for one of these two teams going into the Super Bowl 13 days from now. What's your choice?
Chiefs.
Niners. You Chiefs, clearly, based on the open, you've been a Niners hater for months now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember saying that. I feel like Shine was playing some tricky games back there with the editing.
Yeah,
I would never rule
me.
Out the Niners. Obviously, they were a dominant team, really good team all year.
That was when they were 8-0, by the way.
It was Wiggy who ruled out the
Yeah,
remember when Wiggy
said
for the Niners were
Wiggy
not...
still thinks they're fraudulent.
Oh, yeah, Wiggy. Although he was eventually right about the Ravens, so maybe he'll be right about this. No, I don't know. I think Patrick Mahomes is pretty likable. And I have no problem with Andy Reid. Like, If I was a fan of an Andy Reid team, I'd have problems with him maybe late in games and like the history of him. But
there's something to root for. Kind of I kind of like to see
Andy
Reid.
I like both.
They're also fun to watch. Like, to me, they're more fun to watch. That style, I like throwing the ball 50 times. I don't love handing the ball off 50 times. So just strictly the way they play, give me the Chiefs.
The celebration yesterday of Tyreek Hill made me a little ill.
Yeah, he's not a great guy, but he's very fast.
He's very fast. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm not rooting. I would have been rooting against the Packers had they made it. I do not like the Packers.
I'd root against them.
Both of these teams, I'm fine. There's reason to root for both, in my opinion. I think Kyle Shanahan is pretty likable. Go ahead.
What?
Except for his hat.
Oh, his hat sucks.
It does, but
his hat
is
the best.
That hat's trash. It's a trash hat.
That would match my outfit very well today.
I wouldn't even know what it was. It's a tiny logo that isn't even clear. It's the smallest logo. It's like if I went to Microsoft.
That's what she said.
If I went to Microsoft Paint right now and was like, "Give me the Patriots logo," and then put it this tiny little square, and I'm like, "Yeah, print that out. That's fine." And then you're wearing the hat. You're like, "Oh crap, I've made a huge mistake." And then he's like, "No, I'm going to wear it though."
You don't buy into the idea the hat's not cool. You make it cool. He's the head coach of the Super Bowl team, the San Francisco 49ers. Some believe he's the best play caller in football. He can do no wrong. He's the running game. Look at the way he schemes around.
He can do no wrong. Hey, you're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl. Maybe run the ball once.
Hey,
run the ball once.
Live in the
run
present.
Run the ball once.
You're
Super Bowl champion. Run it once.
There is some irony there. The guy that could have just run the ball once to win a ring is now going to win a ring because he runs the ball nonstop.
All he does is run it.
Should I root for the fact that Wes Welker may get his Super Bowl title finally?
No. How about Brendan Daly? No. Fourth straight Super Bowl. How many people can say they're in their fourth straight Super
Jim
Bowl?
Jim Kelly.
No, right now.
Oh.
They're in their fourth straight Super Bowl.
I don't know. Probably just him. Is that
I haven't
is that a trivia question?
Couldn't
I haven't
Brendan
checked.
Daly out of a police lineup.
The guy gave like 10 years of his career.
Yeah, I understand.
You couldn't pick him out?
Not rooting against
him. No, but this is one of those years. Like, there was a stretch where like Peyton Manning and the Colts or Eli Manning and the Giants or Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers where there were teams I just really, really rooted against. Like, I wanted nothing to do with those teams. San Francisco's not that way. Like, I don't hate
them. Yeah, I like both. My concern is, with the Patriots not in it, one thing you know about the Patriots, Super Bowl is pretty damn good. Like, they're competitive. It's going to be the fourth quarter.
Yes.
It's coming down to a score. Somebody's coming back.
So here's
somebody's
the thing with San Francisco,
on.
Though. They play good games.
Well, that's what I'm
San
hoping
San Francisco
for.
Has played in a lot more compelling games than, say, the Packers have.
That's what I'm hoping for, because the one thing when I finally get the fan Super Bowl where you just sit home and you watch it,
what are we gonna do?
Like it to be good.
Yeah, no, it needs to be good. That's why I was disappointed yesterday, is you really didn't have a good game. Never came down to the wire. Obviously, the first half, hey, Titans, you know, they had a lead at first, and then here comes Kansas City. But that was sort of, it was a good half.
It was not a good championship Sunday.
No, it wasn't. It was there was no drama.
And that concerns me, is that are we going to see that in the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You know why?
I think it's going to be close.
Because Mahomes plays the same damn game every time he plays a big game.
Yeah.
Starts slow, the other team has a lead, and then he furiously comes back and either gets the job done or comes up a little short.
I just don't know if either team really could get blown out, right? Because I think the Niners
could get blown out.
They could get blown out?
All on Jimmy. I've been arguing for Jimmy for a while now, but if Jimmy fumbles and then throws a pick six, they could get blown out.
Should I, if I'm a Patriots fan, if I was a dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fan, should I root against the Niners tying the Patriots with six Super Bowls?
I don't even think about that stuff, personally.
Because you're already tied.
I don't.
It's not like you have seven and they're going to get seven.
It's just, it's where do you come down on Garoppolo, really? Do you want Garoppolo to win Super Bowl one of his career and then kind of start from there? Like, do you feel better or worse about things? Do you want to see Patrick Mahomes win maybe the first of what could be many Super Bowls? It's sort of like what about potential future dynasty?
How do you think Brady feels? Because not only, we don't know exactly what he thinks of Jimmy. Like, there's plenty of stories. He sort of froze him out. He distanced. Even Jimmy yesterday in his comments was like, you know, I never wanted to ask him too many questions and bug him, so I just kind of hung
out in the background. There's a lot of great quotes about him being like, well, he didn't really say anything to me, but I watched him a lot.
Right.
and now
that guy is the quarterback of Tom Brady's childhood team.
Yeah, no, I think Brady's rooting for the Chiefs.
I do, too.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do. I don't think he's rooting for Jimmy.
Well, I'm guessing that his parents are rooting for the Niners.
Maybe not, though. Maybe they got to align with Tom.
Yeah, that's got to kind of change over. Like, right, if your son's on a different team, wouldn't your allegiance kind of change a little bit?
Yeah, but they must have come across Jimmy, and they must have been like, he's really nice.
He's a nice guy.
Really
nice.
I bet you they get some. I don't know if you heard this, Rich.
He's really, really nice. One of the nicest people who's ever come through here.
So that's going to factor into my decision.
Why wouldn't it?
No, it's not, because I could care less. Because we don't really know any of these guys.
No, I didn't say you really know them.
We don't.
But there are some that are nicer.
He's nice in one interaction. I don't care.
There are some that are nicer than others.
Patrick Mahomes
seems nice. Yeah, he does.
He does. His girlfriend is
wearing God. Oh, my God. Terrible.
She's active.
So is that a reason to root against her?
That's what I was like, side by side. And not to go down this road, because it's probably inappropriate. But
cheap and superficial.
Then go.
Mahomes' girlfriend versus Tannehill's girlfriend. You're like, the game, it's already over. There's already a winner here, and there's already a loser here.
Correct.
Like, it doesn't matter what the score is at the end of the game. Tannehill is undefeated.
What's Jimmy's situation these days?
Well, he was with that one Kiara
Instagram.
Mia.
No,
That was a one-time deal.
She was a 2015 MILF nominee.
Okay.
Best MILF of the year.
But then after that,
he didn't win, though, Dale.
He was with an Instagram model, which is always a little
shady.
Of course. What is an Instagram model?
Just, I don't know, a really good-looking person?
Right. But I don't know what his status is right now. He's a free agent, baby.
He should just Derek Jeter this thing for a while.
He really should.
That's what he should do.
He really
That's the smart call.
And stay away from the porn stars.
Why?
That would be a little bit of advice.
I don't see why that's an advice.
And especially older.
Why? I'm looking at a very
What are you looking at,
I'm
Dale?
Looking at an Easy article Dale. Published yesterday. It says San Francisco 49ers star Jimmy Garoppolo keeps his girlfriend's dating life far from the spotlight.
There you go. Derek Jeter style. Although Derek Jeter, they all kind of leaked out because it was just famous actress after famous actress. But
right, and then he married a smoke show Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Yeah, that's probably the Garoppolo career path.
Oh, I think modeling your career and your life after Jeter is not a terrible idea.
No.
So then Garoppolo will be running a team later.
Yep, and then he'll have gift baskets for when the ladies come over to his house.
This article says,
it's a good plan to me. Yeah.
This article says, Jimmy Garoppolo once revealed that Brady offered some dating advice, but he said it was, quote, top secret stuff and wouldn't reveal what Brady said to him.
Oh, God.
He actually went on a double date with Tom and his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, but it was never revealed which of Gisele's model friends was paired with Garoppolo.
Oh, God.
Gisele's setting him up? Well, she was back then.
Yeah, back then.
Now he'll have to set Tom up with rebound relationships.
Yeah. So supposedly, his most recent girlfriend is a young lady by the name of Alexandra King. They had a recent trip to Disneyland.
Ooh, nice. Now, we were talking about Brady.
What did they ride?
I think Brady. None of your business.
Really?
I think.
No, which ride?
I think.
Cars Land or Star Wars. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Heaney, you're just sounding worse.
Yeah, it's not
it's
helping.
You're not
at
making
all.
It better.
The question about who Belichick is rooting for, I think that is very clear.
Oh, that's yeah.
Obvious. Although he does like Andy Reid a lot.
He does.
But no,
like
he's
Andy
definitely
Reid
rooting for Garoppolo because it makes Belichick look like a genius.
See, that is a tough one, though, because I think he likes genuinely Andy likes Andy Reid, and that immediately puts Andy Reid in Canton. They're like, now, like,
but
he's
it's
the second best coach in the
even,
era.
Even if Garoppolo throws the ball five times in the Super Bowl and wins, it's still the Super Bowl winning quarterback, and Belichick will always be able to say, I did draft the next guy. He'll always be, yeah. able, he'll always be able to have that. So I think that one's pretty – it's actually kind of a win-win for him in that sense because I think he likes Andy Reid.
Number of rings Bill Belichick has drafted at the quarterback position.
Right. Add it all to the list.
Somebody on Twitter this morning said the Detroit Lions have never drafted a Super Bowl quarterback, but the Detroit Tigers have. Yeah. They drafted Patrick Mahomes in like the 37th round back in the day. So the Tigers ahead of the line. Patricia needs to work on this a little bit, do you think?
Yeah, he's got a lot of things going on in Detroit. He may be running out of time.
I was going to say, how is he still there? But
well, you thought he was gone after the first year.
Was that a bad move?
He had a tough first year.
Oh, no, he did.
All
he
those things with the media and the, yes. Oh, my God, he had a tough first year.
Was year two a whole lot better?
Did you notice the role in
no,
the off topic here a little bit? But yeah. Kevin Anderson, who is Matt Patricia's right-hand man in Detroit, he's sort of his Bears Nigerian, had a noted role in the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Did he really?
Because he was the guy that apparently was the go-between to set up the apartment when that woman was, the neighbor was.
Oh, talking. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
oh,
Kevin
oh, yeah,
Anderson.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
Kevin
Matt Patricia's
yes.
now right-hand
oh,
man in Detroit.
Oh, I gotcha. They didn't interview Joe Judge, who apparently was Aaron Hernandez's neighbor. That was
in,
not that was
in
not
North Attleboro.
Well, no offense. I mean, this is going to sound like a shot at Wiggy.
A lot of guys live in those in that area,
yes.
By the way.
They also didn't interview
Teddy
anybody.
Teddy Bruschi is not far away from there.
Lee Bodden. How many players do you think said no before Lee Bodden said yes? 50? 70?
You know what it did remind 100? Me of? You know what it reminded me of, though, is Lee Bodden had one really good year.
Yeah.
Lee Bodden had like a, I wouldn't say shutdown corner year, but he was
good year.
Very good for one year.
But if you're looking for somebody to interview,
why would
about,
they interview Lee Bodden?
Because everybody else said no.
Well, no. Is Lee Bodden, he doesn't play anymore, right?
No.
I don't think any current player wanted to talk.
No. But there were a million guys that were more
well, like Welker or Matt Light would have been interesting because those guys
James
are
James Devlin.
Oh my God!
Oh, no, really? No! Did you watch the thing?
Yes, high school friend.
Good thing.
Yeah.
His high school friend said.
So
my
he had
buddy
one,
James
he had
Devlin
anecdote.
Told me
great.
That Hernandez is
great.
Not
right.
You know getting
but,
along.
But
or,
Matt Light and Wes Welker were really the two guys.
Oh,
and
they
maybe,
feared him.
Maybe it was hindsight, but those were the two guys that afterwards said, "Yeah, something was up with this guy." And they didn't like him.
Yeah.
But then you got Lee Bodden being like, yeah, he's good.
Well, because like, I always go back to think about how many players, even a Lee Bodden, he was in Detroit and Cleveland New England, guys
different
that he
thing.
Came across and was like, well, this guy's a little weird, but
you know
I've
what
been around a lot of weird guys.
You know what I forgot about that they showed during the documentary was on that Today show or whatever the one it was when they're interviewing all the Gronks and how nervous Gronk got when they
Gronk
asked him about
got
her.
Up freaked
he
out.
Freaked. You could see in his face. He was freaked out.
Right.
And he
and
was mad.
He was like, next question. And like a couple of his brothers kind of like nervously laugh. And then
his
the guy's
dad
like,
starts to sort of answer.
Yeah,
and
no, that was awkward. But
was
he could
so
talk now.
Awkward.
Like that's Gronk as a Patriot under Belichick. Like,
yeah, what
he could
you talk now about
I
it?
Don't think so.
Probably
I think
not.
They've all put this in the past and just sort of compartmentalized it.
The most chilling exchange ever, and it wasn't in the documentary. I wish they added it to it. Was they were interviewing Gronk. It was like getting ready for the start of the 2012 season. So obviously Hernandez had already killed a couple of people. And
think about that.
They were talking
Hernandez
to Gronk.
Had killed a couple.
Gronk
of
allegedly.
Gronk's coming off an All Pro year, and he had like I don't know if that was the I don't think it was the boat cruise, but he had like a few things where he was just shirtless a lot on Instagram and all this other stuff or whatever.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with it at all. But it was like he had like a quote crazy offseason.
Right.
So they interview Hernandez at the scrum and they're like, "Hey, how was your offseason? Was it as crazy as Gronk's?"
Yeah,
and
I
he kind of laughs. He's like, "Nah, I don't think so. Probably not." I'm like, "You murdered two people in
well,
the offseason."
Technically, he didn't.
Yes, he
oh,
was
sorry.
Not
sorry,
good.
Sorry.
He did murder or Odin Lloyd.
Yes.
Well, he did. Then he didn't. Then he did.
Now he did.
Based
now
on
he
the
did.
Legal system,
he did.
It was
is
guilty.
That true?
It is. But that was ridiculous, though. I mean, I set that up poorly. But it was basically like, wasn't as crazy as Gronk's? Oh, Gronk was nuts. Gronk did like a DDT with his shirt off. He's like, yeah, no, probably not as crazy as
no.
his.
You know how everybody like, looks back on it and like whatever your interaction was with Aaron Hernandez, you once the story comes out that he may have killed people because a drink was spilled, and you're like, wait a minute, I was around Aaron. Like, mm-hmm. what if I had stepped on his toe? What if I had whatever?
Well, if he did it at 2 a.m. when he was hanging out with Alexander Bradley, then yeah, you probably would have been killed too.
I remembered, I had forgotten all about it, but the lockout year, 2011 or heading into 11, I was at the gym I worked out in Foxborough, right down the street, and he was there, and he clearly sort of recognized that, not that he knew me,
but he's seen like the you face, at the facility.
And I like spotted him for a set, and I'm like, what if I had dropped the dumbbell on his head?
You spotted Aaron Hernandez?
Might have killed me. Yeah. Like, might have killed me.
Wait. So you were benching?
Part two to this documentary.
We were both just working here, over it. Yeah. Good Lord, I would have led with this like years ago.
I don't think
ago.
It's that interesting.
So Aaron Hernandez.
I'll give you a spot.
It was like, hey, can you spot
No, and I was, like, we kind of talked for a minute, wait, and then I spotted him.
Yeah. Hold on a second. So he was doing bench, and he was by himself.
Dumbbells.
Oh, he was doing, you spotted him doing dumbbells?
Yeah.
Could you have?
Did you touch his elbows? Yeah, you kind of did, didn't you?
Might have.
So
what the hell?
So, if he had
so you're
had,
like best friends with this guy?
Could you feel the cold blood?
Did you feel that the murders were coming? Like, what, should you have seen something in that set?
Are you upset that you didn't prevent him? Wasn't that Bedard's big thing? Was that he wishes like, he did more?
Which is, I don't.
So
I swear to God, I think
if,
it was him that said that.
If this dumbbell had gotten like, away from him, okay? If he'd been
would
having
he have killed
issues,
me?
Could you have grabbed it and held onto it?
Oh, of course, Dale.
Did
of
he
course.
Spot yeah. you at all for anything?
No. We kind of went our separate ways.
Sort of a missed opportunity.
I think I was a little uncomfortable.
Did you see him in the showers?
Isn't
no,
it
but
safe
I did
say,
sit in the sauna with Taylor Price at one point.
I don't care
gym.
About that at all. Just,
and
I
he poured,
dumped that, John. Don't
he
care
poured
about
water on the thing that says don't pour water on
Taylor
it.
Price did.
Yeah.
So he was always a bit of a rebel.
The dry sauna,
that,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is it safe
good
to say that the reason they didn't talk to any of the guys, that many of the guys who were on the team, you know, Gronk or whoever, is that for the most part, they all like to pretend like he didn't exist.
Yeah, kind
of. There's like, definitely some of that, right?
He's gone. It's he didn't play here. Right. I didn't play with him. They act like he didn't exist.
But he did.
I am curious who they went to. Like, they must have had a list of, again, he was here for three seasons. That's a lot of
like,
teammates.
Wiggy didn't play with him.
No. Right.
If Wiggy had been on the team when he was here, I wonder if Wiggy would have been doing what we saw. Well, he might have.
I don't think so. The way Wiggy totally dismisses the boat trip.
Good point. Yeah, he wouldn't
be dismissing Aaron Hernandez.
He wouldn't do a Fred Smoot special. That's
correct.
A good point. Yeah, you're right. He probably would.
Whereas Lee Bodden's probably like, I never played with him, but
Lee
I'm happy
Bodden's
to talk
like,
about
sure.
Smoot.
How did they get to Lee Bodden of the Rolodex?
Can you, like, they just went down rosters.
So they
I'm
probably
guessing. Called.
Did they even take a shot at like Gronk or Brady?
Oh, you have to.
You probably
if
do.
You didn't, then that's an embarrassment.
Yeah, they probably did.
Now, then you know you're getting no, but
getting
you
got
to ask the question.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to
like,
do
did
this?
They ask, like, McDaniels or Belichick? Or
I would
like,
think.
Actually, was McDaniels even here?
Now, they,
that might, was that the time that he was gone, right?
Denver?
Yeah.
Was he gone for those 3 years,
but he
actually?
He came back for, was that the
he
Super Bowl
he
came
St.
back
was in 2011 and then came back because he got fired, so he was an
after
offensive
11.
Consultant for
right.
the run.
Okay, right. So yeah, so he.
But they probably called the Patriots and said, we're looking for people to talk. And they may have gotten no one who is at all still involved with this organization will be meeting with you, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Which is the right answer.
617-779-7937. We'll talk with you guys about it as well when we come right back. But first, it's time to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now back to...
It's going to have to be a period of suckitude.
Dale and Keith.
I pass on grass.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
right, she could get a little old in the next couple of weeks, huh? That's Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
There's a lid for every pot, but come on.
Oh, jeez. Those who doubted us, how many touchdown passes has she thrown?
I don't know. Well, she's very supportive, though, Dale, very clearly.
I'm going to say something, assuming my wife's not listening or anybody she knows.
Well, somebody will tell her.
I think my wife would be really annoying in a similar situation.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll be honest, at the kids' games and stuff, she kind of...
Oh, does she kind of cross that line?
She's close.
Oh, that's not good. You got to take care of that now.
My son told her to be quiet a couple weeks. It didn't go well.
Oh, that's not good. No. That's not good.
And if he were playing in like the AFC title game for the Super
Bowl, she'd be losing her mind.
I could see that.
But would she film herself?
Would she do it on camera?
And yeah, right. That's a big difference.
She does have a newfound infinity for Instagram and videos.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Andy's married. Wife right there.
He's married to Patrick Mahomes' wife. Not good.
Yep.
Not a good sign.
But, you know, the
support. Is it wife or girlfriend? I wasn't even sure.
I think it's girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was the one who had the whole issue here that was then later sort of debunked.
Yes. Like people were throwing stuff at her and they weren't.
They weren't.
Like
And she just wanted better seats. So
but then you see any of those videos and you're like, listen, you're not supposed to throw things at people, but
my God.
If anybody deserves something to be thrown at them,
reel it in a little bit.
Plus, is she super hot?
She's not.
Yeah, I didn't.
But again,
think so.
that's sort
of to each his own. In the
right.
Eye of
okay,
the
I'm just asking,
right.
Dale.
That's why. Listen, none of my business. I don't think we need to go there. I think that's a little.
Well, you answered very quickly,
but the answer's no. Yeah, the answer.
not at all.
It's not even up for debate.
He can do better. He's the best player on the planet.
Of course,
right now.
He looks and sounds like a Fraggle, but still.
Yeah, but he's leading his team to the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe she led her team to the Super Bowl in some other area of expertise.
In what?
I don't know, being obnoxious? I don't know.
This is the Super Bowl of obnoxiousness.
Could be.
She is the MVP.
Maybe it's a high school sweetheart situation. Maybe that's it. I don't know how long these two lovebirds have been together.
Her name is Brittany Matthews.
Yeah.
They've been boyfriend-girlfriend since the 10th grade.
Jeez. Oh, boy.
So all she's been annoying since the 10th
grade. 10th grade.
They met and started being boyfriend-girlfriend back in the 10th grade. They celebrated their 7th anniversary in 2019.
I can appreciate that. I actually like it now. I'm not making fun anymore.
You like the high school sweetheart angle of it?
I like
is your
that.
Wife a high school sweetheart?
No.
What do you mean? It either is or it isn't. What do you mean?
Well, no, we never dated in high school.
Oh, but he went to
from
high school
the
together.
Same town,
gotcha.
And yeah, all right. It was after high school. So, like Drew did this, Bledsoe. He's a high school sweetheart.
High school sweetheart
guy.
Thing.
I think that's pretty cool.
God bless you.
Like you're Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You're Drew Bledsoe. Drew, the number one pick. Patrick Mahomes. I can do anything. I'm great. And you stand by your woman. I like it.
She's a little loud.
Although I believe Russell Wilson's first wife was his high school sweetheart.
Can you imagine?
I think
that?
So.
Going home to that?
Nope. Nope, I can't.
No, that'd be a little
I was going to say, you think she sounds like that in other times?
All right, Andy.
No.
What?
Andy, you need to get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah.
You
know, we're having like a civil conversation.
Here's the problem. He works with Mutt at night where they can work blue.
They can do whatever they want.
This is midday. We can't do
that. We're not in the safe harbor.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. No. I was talking about if a spider comes out in the house, is that what you hear?
Yeah, I bet it's exactly what you hear.
I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Well,
spiders happen. Stink bugs happen. She sees a stink bug up in the ceiling.
That's me when I see a snake. That's a little gardener snake. So I sound.
Or a beer.
Yeah.
617-779.
Is that a craft beer? What?
She's 793-7. Let's go to Tom's on the cell phone. Hey, Tom.
Love it.
Oh, nice.
Back on hold again. Amazing. We're the only show that gets put on hold.
Wait, he's in a
multiple
truck.
Times.
Do people have hold on just cell phones?
I think he does. Now, I don't know how he knows if we go to him. So we're unfortunately just going to have to listen to this for a while. We're just going to have to hear him out.
Just see how long we can wait.
Does he know that we have...
I'm not playing this right now.
I understand. I would hope not.
We figured that part out.
A terrible bit.
Tom, you there?
Ooh, he got excited. A little beat.
Oh, it skips different tracks? See, I didn't even know this was a possibility. It's the third time in the last week that we've been put on hold.
It's got to be bumping all of a sudden. I kind of like it.
Yeah, me too. Picked up the pace. So I can put...
So is he listening to
hold
us
on myself
talking to him?
No.
What's he listening to right now?
No.
Nothing?
He's at the drive-up or something.
Oh. What do you think he's getting?
Probably... What time is it?
Oh, lunch.
Sneaking up
early
on lunch. Impossible
early lunch.
Whopper.
Like, you can't wait till noon, so you're like, I got to eat now. I got to eat now.
Speaking of which, we should update people... The
you
very,
won the bet.
I did.
You won the
but
bet.
But I've decided not to collect today. I'm going to put that off till Friday while I get my chicken parm calzone.
Those Shimes
yeah,
buying
Andy
you
said
lunch.
He had to go to the gym today. Didn't want to feel bloated, which I respect.
He's going
to
go spot some murderer at the gym, probably.
What is that all
well,
about?
Well, that's already happened once.
You know about. You can't count it out.
You do it once.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It could happen again.
You probably spoke. Did you ever speak with him?
Hernandez? I don't think so. I don't recall.
I was overly critical of him, and that always concerned me, too, in hindsight. Because I still say one of the things in these documentaries that gets overrated was how good he was. He was good.
He was good.
He was always going to play second fiddle to
Gronk. I understand that.
He was never going to be, in my opinion, a Hall of Famer or anything like that.
But they obviously thought he was very good because they didn't make him play out his rookie deal like they did with so many other guys.
Well, some of that was they're big on keeping things equal. And if you give Gronk a contract, you got to give Hernandez, you got to keep them together. And this balancing of books and hierarchy in the locker room. And I think they legitimately wanted to keep that duo together for a long period of time.
I could have seen him becoming a Pro Bowler. Like, he wasn't there yet in 3 years.
But he was also, like, people change. You know, he was a slot receiver. You know, he wasn't a tight end.
Right.
He was a slot. Even in practice, it would be like the head of the line would be the other slot receivers. He's in that line.
He's not
in the same grouping with Gronk. So I also don't know how that would have played out, like, moving forward with Edelman. Would Edelman not be here? Yeah. Would it have been him that was the 100-catch guy?
I think Edelman would have been here and you just wouldn't have gotten. What year did they get Amendola? Like, maybe you just never would have gotten him.
Right. So I think there was. But they got Amendola to replace Welker, although they tried to replace Welker with Hernandez. Remember the Welker getting pissy?
Yeah.
That was in Hernandez taking over his role. I mean, there's a lot of football that would have been interesting. When they were running him, remember they had him in the backfield and running handoffs and stuff.
That was more the last year, right?
Right. What could he have been? What was he going to evolve into? But I just think, I thought he had questionable hands. I thought he dropped passes at key times. You go back to that Super Bowl, they tried to kickstart the comeback drive. Mm-hmm. They run a crossing pattern. Aaron Hernandez hits him right in the triangle and goes right on through.
Well, he probably had other things on his mind.
Lots, apparently.
I mean, good Lord.
It happens.
Yep. But anyway, you won your
thankfully,
bet.
Thankfully, not that much.
You took the
it's
Chiefs.
It's true.
Scheim took the Titans in the last-ditch effort of the Tannissance, so he's buying you lunch on Friday.
Big old calzone, baby. Chicken parm. Make sure there's extra sauce on the side for dipping. I really like the dipping part.
Dipping part. Yeah.
Yeah, dipping in the marinara.
He didn't want to go today, though, because he's going to the gym after. You hear that? So he couldn't get lunch.
Get his swole on. Yeah.
Why are we mocking somebody for working out?
Just what's the point? Like, to what end? What are you working out for?
Good health.
You got a competition coming up?
No, but I am switching life insurance, and I want to make sure in case they come and look at me or anything, too.
Oh, do you get, like, a deal on it?
Well, I want to make sure they don't, like, oh, sir, you're a little overweight, your BMI, we need blood work, more here, blah.
Jeez.
Raise your rate.
They won't, like, look at your driving record, too, will they?
It's
what are the chances he could drive into a pole in a parking lot?
Higher than most.
Dale. I won my appeal. That does not exist on the books.
I know, but it's similar. We know what really
happened. Yeah, I mean, it's like
know?
Aaron Hernandez's
double murder.
Yeah,
exactly. We know what happened.
Never happened in the eyes of the state of Massachusetts.
Disagree.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We killed Cam Newton for something that we should be killing Aaron Rodgers for as well. We'll touch on that when we come back. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
So a few years ago, you'll remember Cam Newton was actually in a Super Bowl once. It was the year where he was Superman.
Yeah.
Until he got to the Super Bowl. And there was a muffed snap, and the ball ended up on the ground. And Cam couldn't be bothered to, like, I don't know, maybe try to dive on it and recover it.
Made a business decision.
There was stuff going on down there. So yesterday in the San Francisco Green Bay game, there was a similar situation, not the same, but similar, in which Aaron Rodgers and his center had a hard time recovering the fumble. Danny Cannell has tweeted out the video of the play, and he wrote, "This is cringeworthy. Why doesn't Rodgers get on this or not even try? We skewered Cam Newton for a similar play in the Super Bowl." When you look at the video, he is literally standing back just watching.
Yes.
And doesn't even make a move towards the ball.
But I don't think he would have got it. The difference here is the Cam Newton had a more direct path to the football. This is both of his center's legs, the left leg of the right guard, the right leg of the left guard are in the way, because it kind of rolls forward right to, I don't even know who recovered it, basically the nose tackle for the 49ers.
Number 99.
Right.
And not to make excuses for Rodgers, but this one, a little bit different than the Cam Newton one, where his momentum is going backwards. Like, I don't know if it's a play action pass or whatever it was going to be, but
it's probably why it was a fumbled snap. He was pulling out too early.
I think so. And because so he goes, he's taking
let
two
that
steps
one
back,
go, guys.
And
I
then
to
I'm
know.
Not going to say anything else. And then, but then you see the ball, and he would have had to like plant into the ground and then dive forward,
right?
And
between legs,
but wouldn't your first instinct to do that? Wouldn't if you're a football player, isn't your first instinct, oh my God, the ball's on the ground?
Am I a football player or am I a quarterback?
Right.
The whole thing today is like business decision. Like Jimmy was joking about it when he had the block on Anthony Barr last week, the pancake
right,
block.
Right, right.
And, you know, coaches said, you know, yeah, I don't know that we really need you doing that. Like,
right.
You're our $30 million quarterback. We need you out there.
And
blah, blah, blah.
I know it's the NFC Championship, but it's also, you know, are you up by three with 4 minutes to go,
right,
or are you down 17-0 in the second quarter?
Like, I wondered those things about Brady this year. His swiftness in throwing the ball away, spiking it at feet, even intentional groundings. They never really got to the point where those came into play or whatever, but would that have changed in the AFC title game? Is he going to take that big hit and try to deliver a ball downfield, or would he still be just going for the next play and getting rid of the football? Yeah, now, I think Aaron Rodgers, just that's who he is now.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm beneath it. I'll turn around and walk away.
But the question Danny Cannell asked is, we killed Cam Newton for something similar. Have you heard any criticism of Aaron Rodgers since yesterday about this?
Not a ton.
Not about this.
But I don't think it was as blatantly
I don't think it was
obvious.
As bad. Like, yeah. I think Cannell's trying to say it's the same thing.
He probably hates Aaron Rodgers like the rest of the world, so he's found an opportunity to take a shot at
him. Yeah, here's a chance.
I'm fine with that.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers' teammates like Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
I don't get the sense.
You know, really don't. Like some of the other guys.
Who does like
him? Mahomes. Who likes him? I think Danica Patrick, right?
For now.
That's true.
That'll go south.
Could.
Once she realizes what the family realized.
But it does seem like a guy's got a ton of talent. Like all the talent.
Oh,
like,
he's
literally
physically
like how you would create a quarterback, and this is like what it would be.
Right.
And yet there's something missing there. Something's missing. And maybe some of that is just how his teammates play for him or how he plays for them or whatever. I don't know.
I have defended him over the years because I do think there's other reasons. I don't think Mike McCarthy was a great coach. I think that relationship runs out the offense, all that.
And they've had a lot of bad defenses.
They also had a theory for a long time, an organizational philosophy where they didn't sign free agents.
Yeah, it's hard to win that way.
Wait a minute. You've eliminated a way to build a team. This isn't 1970 where that wasn't an option. You've decided it is.
Right. Everybody
we're not
going to
sign
it.
Anybody.
Right.
Like, that's a terrible organization.
Right.
But I think there's also, as you put it, there's something missing, something lacking, or he rubs people the wrong way. And I don't think he is the ultimate. We just said, if you could take Jimmy Garoppolo or Aaron Rodgers, you said you would take Aaron Rodgers.
I think I still would.
I'd take Jimmy.
I think I still would.
I think I'd probably, not just because of the age discrepancy, which is considerable. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is as good as everybody says, you know, one of the best quarterbacks who's ever played, Wouldn't he have done more with his career?
You'd think, Dan.
I mean, Dan Marino, you can make the case for Dan Marino, too.
I understand.
Like, he's a great quarterback. Like, he never even won anything. At least Rodgers
can also make the case
Bowl.
That some people didn't like Dan Marino yelling at everybody after every play that it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, so maybe they're
there
more
could be
similar.
Similarities.
Yeah, no, maybe they are a little bit more.
Yeah, Dan
similar.
Marino never threw a bad pass.
No, he did not. Right. And every receiver always ran the wrong route or didn't do the right thing or didn't catch it or didn't turn his head. It was always their fault.
But I mean, like, you know, Peyton Manning, for example, some would say, because again, Brady, I think, kind of skews every argument because Brady's the best quarterback back of all time. And he won 6 Super Bowls. He won 3 MVP. Like, he's just
right.
off in another tier.
And everybody seems to love him.
And they love him. Like, the
except
teammates.
Jimmy, maybe. I don't know what that relationship. But
yeah,
most
teammates but players love him. So, all right, you got to kind of move him to the side because I think it's hard to compare any other quarterback. And it's easy to say, well, this guy's only won the one or whatever. So, Peyton Manning, a lot of people would think of the last 20, 30 years is the next best quarterback, right? And he won, what, 2 Super Bowls?
Yep.
And one of them was really as a sidecar. Was right. like, I mean, he got benched during that season. So even he, really, to me, won 1 Super Bowl as this Pro Bowl All-Pro quarterback.
He also...
It's the same number as Brees and Rodgers.
But he also tiptoed the line of, you know, what we're hearing now Brady supposedly wants, but, like, he was meeting with Bill Polian, and he was making personnel decisions, and he's calling out his offensive line in that famous... Was that a playoff loss?
Well, where he called out his kicker, too.
Right. So,
well, he was right
little,
about
yeah,
him.
That was a little more reasonable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. We probably shouldn't compare to Brady. But I'm sorry. As much as you can criticize Brady for a lot of things, and maybe the Garoppolo thing is on a different level because it's a quarterback, but haven't we heard enough superstars, Randy Moss, whoever, greatest teammate ever, down to Bubba Ventrone and some...
Yeah, you don't get that with Rodgers.
Greatest teammate ever.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think that's just like this institutional lie that they're all brainwashed when they walk in. You have to say Tom is great forever. No, they really like Tom Brady.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Andy Hart's in the house. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.